Glory to God. Jesus is alive. Amen. Amen. This is Wonder in Reality, and I want to try to get the main point in as quickly as possible. But I first want to say the glory of the Lord is that answer. Jesus Christ Himself. Amen, amen. He's God Almighty. When we find Him, He's the only one we will want. And He has all the everything we want, need, and desire. Amen, amen. This series is called Both And because our God is so awesome. He's so incredible and beyond human comprehension that we can never put Him into human words. We can never express Him and His all that He is. Amen, amen. The Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Amen. And all truth with God is parallel. I'm going to list some of the things that we cannot put into human words, that human words cannot express. They are too wonderful. They are too glorious. God Almighty, His home, heaven, amen. His glory, His majesty, His character, all the things about Him. His angels. Everything about Him. The list goes on and on. The list is infinite, in fact. And also, we cannot put into human words the mysteries that Jesus has revealed to us as His followers. And here's one of them that God's allowed us to play a part in His work. And in fact, that He only does His work through us, through His people, through His children. It's a mystery. This is a mystery. This is beyond human comprehension. That really, first, that we can just have a relationship with Him. That we could even meet Him. And just say hello for 5 seconds and move on. Just to do that would be the greatest thing that a human being could ever do. And yet He's offered us to live with Him and be with Him for eternity. And He's offered us to play a part in His work. Now here's the truth that I want to present. And again, we can't really ever express it, but I want to at least say it. And here's the thesis, you might say, that God... Okay, God can only do His work through us. Now, actually, it's again a both and truth here because He'll look for a man. If He can't find one, He'll look for a woman. If He can't find one, He'll look for a child. If He can't find a child, the stones will cry out. But He'll do His work. So this is another both and. You know, again, the general truth is, yes, it's only God who does the work, but we work with Him. Amen. You know, it's the same way as us when we seek the Lord and seek to have a relationship with Him. Well, it's only God who works in us to will and to do according to His good pleasure, but we have to seek Him. We have to do what Jesus said to do. We have to, okay, and so which one is it? Is it God or is it us? It's both. Amen. And in the same way with His work, He can only do His work through us. And here's the deep truth that I want to at least present. If we don't do it, there are serious consequences, both for us and for other people. There are serious consequences for us. The parable of the talents. Look at the man who didn't do, you know, who buried his talent. You know, there's, okay, and but there's also, if we miss out on tremendous blessings, and then also other people are not touched and saved and so forth. And again, I'm just a human. I'm a mortal. I'm trying to express these things, but they really can't. Again, it's impossible to put them into words, but I want to just at least present them. This is both very serious, and it also should be very encouraging that God's allowed us to play a part in His work. This both and truth can just go on and on and on. But again, I want to summarize the both and general truth is it's God who does the work and then we work with Him. It's both. Well, and so because we play a part in His work, if we don't do it, there are serious consequences. That's, you know, that's the big important truth, the point that I want to make in this one short message is this should give us a real sense of urgency. It should be, it's very shocking and sobering. It's very, it's something we really need to examine. Jesus talked about counting the cost and paying the price and really, you know, we need to look at this closely. We need to reevaluate and get back to the seeking Jesus Christ with our whole heart. And so it brings up the other another big truth that we discussed in this series, you know, the predestination. Well, is it, does God know exactly who's going to be saved and who's not, and there's nothing that can change that? Or is it up, does God want to save everybody? Okay, and that it's up to us to do the work to get them saved, to get the anointing and get in, and so that we can do the work of God, you know. Is it, I lean more towards the fact that God wants to save everyone, and the reason is, you know, we do have the Bible, we have Jesus commands, he says, go preach the gospel. He says, there's many things that he tells us to do, commandments, and it's up to us to do them. You know, he even says, if anyone comes after me, let him forget himself, take up his cross and follow me. That's if. It's up to us. It's up to, human beings have a free will. That's the truth. Another truth. Human beings have a complete free will, and God's not going to make them do anything in regards to salvation or in anything. He's not going to make anyone go into ministry and follow. You know, it's up to us. This is serious. You know, a lot of people, there's three things that distract us. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the pleasures of life. So the cares of this world get a lot of people, you know, right? I mean, there's billions of people on the earth who are just concerned, and we all are to a certain extent, but just concerned with the cares of this world, and they don't have time, you know, to go into ministry and so forth. Other people, they're deceived by riches, material things. Other people, it's the pleasures of life. Lust for other things, Jesus said, it's pleasures of life. Drugs, alcohol, sex are three big ones. You're right there, covers a lot. You know, or just having fun and entertainment and all these, you know, that covers a lot of people that keeps them from finding the real glorious Lord Jesus Christ and then going in to do His work. So it's up to us. You know, all truth is parallel. That's another with God. You know, if it's one way with salvation, it's going to be that way with, you know. So the point is, we are the ones, you know, it's up to us to decide to do, if we're saved, to pursue the ministry that God has for us and to follow through with it. Okay, it's generally up to us, that big decision to do it, but then also every day. But yet we need to be wise and be balanced and not just, you know, go to some extreme and go fast. No, for 40 days. No, it's seeking Him with our whole heart every day. Amen. And so thank you for listening to Wonder and Reality. This is kind of a challenging message to get into recorded because of the serious nature of it. I want this to be encouraging. This should give us great awe and reverence and wonder of our great God Almighty, that He's allowed us to be a part of His work, that He's allowed us to have a relationship with Him. Amen. And glory to God. Thanks for listening. More soon.